and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We continue to hear from our friends in the building industry that prices of building materials are getting so high that they are significantly affecting the end price of the house. So we thought we'd check in with a local kitchen cabinetry company to get more details. Michael Sloan is co-founder of John Michael Kitchens. He joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Chester, South Carolina. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be here.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So John Michael Kitchens was started in 2015 by myself, Michael Sloan, as well as my father, John Craig Sloan. And we specialize in ultra high-end metal cabinetry. We initially started in the outdoor space, so really providing high-end component to outdoor cabinetry, and then have started to work our way now as of the last 3 years into the indoor space, because we kind of realized that we were building with a material that was totally unique to the indoor kitchen space. So we've been kind of on a mission the last 3 years to provide interior designers and architects and homeowners alike to kind of challenge the status quo of design of being wood and other kind of like wood materials in the kitchen and just look at metal as an alternative.
And so by metal, do you mean stainless steel mostly?
It's all stainless steel. We also do a little bit of woodworking just to supplement the idea of an all metal kitchen. But yeah, I would say it's about 95% raw stainless steel.
All right. Now let's talk about what's going on in your business right now. We keep hearing about prices going through the roof for raw building materials. Is it the same way with stainless steel?
It absolutely is. Stainless in particular is actually getting hit harder than any other metals because of the price of nickel right now, and also the scarcity of nickel. What happened during COVID-19 to the metal industry, at least domestically, which is where we buy, is that all the mills had to shut down during COVID while demand was ramping up for everything. And so that left us just in a really big supply and demand issue that we're still working through. You know, I'd say we're going on probably close to 20 months now of price increases for our stainless steel. And honestly, it's not showing signs of getting any better this year is what we're told. Just the demand is still crazy. And also just resources are scarce. You know, when we order stainless steel now, it's, well, maybe you'll get the sheet size that you asked for. Maybe you'll get the thickness or the gauge that you requested, and maybe you won't, but you go ahead. Obviously we have to put up a deposit up front. We still are expected to pay our end of the deposit and the whole tab, but it's been really a challenge. Now, fortunately for us, we sell to the kind of ultra premium market, so we've been able to absorb that, I think, maybe a little easier than some. However, our raw material price for stainless steel right now is touching 3 times what we were paying 18 months ago.
Now, with your market being the, as you mentioned, the ultra premium high-end sector, how do you find your customers?
You know, we started out with all online marketing in our primary days of outdoor kitchens. We went straight to Google. So we had no sales staff. So we just, when you Googled outdoor kitchen, we would show up, and we just have always tried to push the most unique designs on our website that kind of resonate with people. So we have grown pretty much via the internet. However, now we operate 3 different showrooms, one in Charlotte, North Carolina, one in Miami, Florida, and one in San Francisco, California.
The transition into or adding indoor kitchens to your target market, was that a client request, or did you just try it out and see what would happen?
You know, that's a great question. Actually, a quasi-famous fashion designer gave us an email one night, and he said, hey, I'm a kitchen guy. I have all these other high-end kitchens in my homes throughout the United States, and I'm really interested in having somebody build me an all-metal powder-coated indoor kitchen. Is this something you had thought about? And of course, my, you know, radar goes off like, gosh, I should have thought of this a long time ago, right? Because everybody has an indoor kitchen and not everybody has an outdoor kitchen. So I owe it to Marcus for kind of setting us off onto this journey, because now we're really starting to make waves in a fairly large industry, which is a lot of fun.
Most indoor kitchens that are stainless steel have always been in the past commercial kitchens. Is this also one of your markets?
It is, yeah. We work in the restaurant space, a lot of hotels. With the rise of COVID, you know, restaurateurs, you know, starting to look at their patios and look at their porches that weren't otherwise used for dining, ultimately ended up being a, a pretty decent segment of our business.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Michael Sloan is co-founder of John Michael Kitchens. He joined us by phone from his company in Chester, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.